This is Todd Steed. You're listening to Improvisations. I got a chance to talk with Maria Schneider via Zoom. Perhaps you're familiar with it. I told her that her new recording, which is called Data Lords, was something that seemed right on time in regards that I was waiting for it, I needed it, and I was wondering how she knew the pandemic was coming, because it's perfect listening for this pandemic. How did she know it was coming?
I didn't know anything was coming, and you know, I didn't even have, when I wrote most of this music, I didn't even have a concept of what I was doing. I just muddled through writing music, looking for sound that I like, and most often that sound conjures up pictures in my own mind. I'll say, oh, I love that sound, and then before I, you know, and I play it again and again, and I develop and I work with it, and before I know it, I'm like, oh man, you know, I find that I'm thinking about Google and the don't be evil snarly thing, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's what this piece is going to be, you know. And so all this music on these records, except for honestly like three of them that are, or maybe four, three, the very last ones that I, you know, I started to realize that what I was writing had this polarization to it, you know, these sort of bifurcation of the things that were inspiring it. And one was the inundation of the internet and big data companies and the hoarding of data and using it against us, but making it seem like it's for us, you know, as opposed to just trying to shut it all out and, you know, try to breathe in the air and say, you know, consciously say, okay, I'm going to make time for myself. You know, this is something we all had, you know, naturally when we were young, depending how old you are, that we had endless free space to, oops, somebody's calling me. Let me just turn that off. We all had endless free space to think and ponder and even get bored, and out of the boredom would arise thinking and questioning. And so the music came out of that, and that our times are, I think that we find ourselves in this pandemic where these issues are coming up for a lot of people, I think now, is just because these issues are very real for everybody. You know, I think a lot of people don't yet recognize that they're struggling with the same things I'm talking about in this record.
I think one thing that really sets Data Lords apart from a lot of recordings and releases is that it's just this incredible total package. You know, the artwork and the booklet and the production, it's just this big, rich experience that you can have. And as a listener, you know, I really appreciate the totality of the detail to all those different areas.
Well, thank you. Yeah, when I was planning, and for my last couple of albums, I really felt that when everything is just about the music in its cheapest form and its most, you know, available, you know, ubiquitous form that it can be in, I feel that I've wanted to do the opposite and make the packages as beautiful as I can to make people remember what the object was like and exactly the total experience that we used to feel. I do offer, you know, people who get the downloads, they do also get the digital package, but it isn't the same, especially with the artwork by Aaron Horkey on this. That cover and the inside artwork is pretty extraordinary, and the designer worked so hard, and the printer. Even the printer, you know, just put their blood and guts into making everything just right. And it was fun. I think we put as much work into that as everything else. You know, it was just because it's all part of the expression for me.
One of my favorite pieces on the record, and I have a lot of them, is CQ, CQ, Is Anybody There? I was a shortwave listener growing up, so I knew what that meant. But to me, it's one of your boldest and most exciting pieces that you've ever done.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I think it is my on the first side, my most kind of forward piece. And it was the most difficult thing I've ever written. I went through 3 rewrites with my band. You know, the first one I just, because this was one of the only pieces on the album where I had the idea first and then tried to write the music to capture the idea, as opposed to what I described to you before. So this idea of putting all the rhythms into Morse code, tapping out messages like help, that's help, or greed, or SOS, so I did all these greed, help, power, data, AI, you know, all those are messaged into the rhythms of the piece. And I wanted the beginning just to have that feeling. You listen, and I listened to my dad doing ham radio, how you would hear those little messages come in, people's voices split into kind of like a harmonic, electronic sort of thing. Do you remember that? How that would sound? Somebody trying to talk and they sound like a robot. And then you would hear the little Morse code things and all those sounds. I tried to create that feeling, and then Donnie rising out like a voice, and then Greg Gisbert's trumpet trying to capture that sound of those voices split into all those harmonics, and having kind of an eerie sort of dark, insidious, sort of the idea of what ham radio has morphed into. Ham radio, Morse code was the first binary language. It was communication. Ham radio was communication that was about finding people all over the world and connecting with them. But there was a code of ethics. You had to have a license. There was transparency. People had to know who you were. Now we have the internet. We can connect with anybody. We can hide and not really say who we are. We have the dark web. We have all these things where so much negativity can happen. So I was trying to pull, you know, having Greg be that distortion of what all this has turned into in the age of the internet. And with behemoth companies, you know, really largely driving the technology. You know, you should do something. So one thing we've done with this project, everybody who buys the project, whether it's a download or a CD, or they'll get it at the concert, you bought through the website, you can go and, you can log in on my website and put in your email and password, and then you can see all sorts of stuff from the year preceding making the record. But you also can get high-resolution downloads. So there's FLAC in there. You should get it's FLAC, the high-res version. You should get the high-res version of CQ because it's extraordinary, the sound quality. And we managed to figure out how to boost the bottom a little bit when the trumpet comes in. And it's really, really good. So, yeah, I highly recommend that.
On the second disc, I guess my favorite is the very sort of mellow, zen-like Sonzenin. What can you tell me about that one? I love that one too.
Well, I had come back from Japan working with my band, and my partner Mark and I had gone to Kyoto, and we both fell in love with these temple gardens that are just so... The lush greenery, the attention to how the paths flow, there's almost humorous little aspects to them. They're so beautiful, and they've been created with such love and ingenuity over, just hundreds of years. And there's very old trees, and they just filled me up with such joy and peace. And when I came home and I sat at the piano one night, and that first chordal sequence, it's just 8 bars of chords, came out, and I thought, oh, these could just go around forever and ever, changing the color of instrumentation on each chord back and forth, and just letting the soloist be like a wanderer through the garden. And, you know, I immediately saw Sansonin, and that's the name of one of these temple gardens, when I started writing the piece. And yeah, it's very, very, very simple. And some people have beautiful lines, Keith O'Quinn on the trombone in the opening, and Nadia Nordhus on trumpet or flugel comes in on a beautiful line, and Rich Perry on the left on a tenor sax line. So you hear these individual voices come in that are very beautiful in the way they play.
I do love this piece, and it makes me think of my garden or the outdoors, which I've really been enjoying lately with this music. I'm trying to remember if you played any of this music from Data Lords when you were in Knoxville on that magical night with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra.
No, I don't think we did any of these pieces. I think none of this had been written yet. I forget what year I was there, or I was just starting to write it. But yeah, we didn't do this music. I remember some of the music that we played that night. I loved working with that group. That was so fun, and I loved Knoxville. I'd never been there before. It was such a beautiful town, just a great town. I have a whole bunch of clothes I bought at a store there, and I still wear them. I always think of my time there when I wear. I have 2 shirts that they're my favorite shirts to wear, and I'm like, damn, I would love to go back to that store in Knoxville. you know, one thing I was just going to say about what your comment about the garden and everything, it's the same thing for me. That's exactly, we have this place in the country that we come on weekends. Right now we're here a lot because of the pandemic. And get outside of New York. And it's the same thing. The inside world, except if I'm writing music, tends to be, you know, computer-based. And then you go out and you go, oh, and you connect with the birds. And what you're feeling is exactly where that music came from for me. And I know a lot of people are experiencing what you are, because when I go to the garden store to pick up some plants or something, there's almost nothing left. And they said, oh my God, we're so busy this year. Everybody's working on their gardens. Or you go to the store that sells the bird seed. Well, there's not a lot of bird seed left. Everybody wants to feed the birds. So it's when that happens, I'm like, oh wow. Okay. There's something about all of this that is making at least those fortunate enough to be able to do those things, be able to connect in those ways. I know that there are other people who are suffering so much that they don't even have that luxury. You know, they're just muddling through trying to survive, and it's tough times.
Maria Schneider, her new recording is Data Lords. It's great to talk to you, and again, I loved seeing you in Knoxville. I hope you come back sometime.
That was a nice theater, too. I remember the theater and everything. Yeah, it was right near that over walkway that went into the town from the hotel I stayed. I remember everything about it. It was really great. Great band, great musicians. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.